What's up, game heads, and welcome to Glitch Therapy episode number, I guess, one, but also 137. It's a hostful episode and return for us today. Ben might call it a remake, a remaster, a reboot, whichever it is. We're here, we're gonna have some fun, and joining me today, we got Ben Dupay, of course.
This is actually what I wanted to spend the entire podcast talking about, is whether or not this is a remake or a remaster.
So no.
I'm prepared. I have an opening response prepared for that. No.
Like off the bat, like 20 seconds.
Just in. 10 pages. Don't worry. It's just a 10 quick pages. 10.
Can you cut it down to a hot three?
I don't know, man. I'll run it through ChatGPT, see what I can get.
Yeah, your best friend, ChatGPT. We also have joining us Jose Ochoa. What's good with you, man?
I'm excited to start arguing again with you guys, especially with Ben, with this dumb reboot, remastered,
No, don't let Ben win.
We already broke him. Zen. We're like 2 minutes in and we've broken him already.
No, we're going to make a t-shirt. Don't let Ben win.
Don't let Ben win.
Yeah, don't let Ben win.
It'll and then in the back of the shirt, it says reboot.
Oh, God. But also joining us, new and improved, a new guest has entered the arena. Joe, if I say your last name wrong, correct me. Is it Galaba?
Sure. We manufactured our last name, so there is no official pronunciation.
We're going with it.
Yeah, we've been going with Galaba.
Galaba? Nice.
Yeah, my original last name. Mixed with her original last name, so
nice.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Well, yeah,
Joe's new and he's gonna hang with us on this, and and help infuse some new life into the pod, and joining our debauchery all over again. Ben, keep it over there. Jose, stop helping him. That's all I gotta say about that.
I don't think I help him.
I think it's like season two, right? Like this is that was that whole 135 episodes was season one. Now we're on season two, episode one, right?
You could look at it that way. That's how we could definitely roll with that.
It's a season two rather than a reboot.
Yeah. But isn't season two just a remaster of season one, though?
I don't like what you're trying to do.
I know.
No, because we're still what show the same, it is.
Yeah, we're I'm still not the just same banking people, technically.
I'm just banking on TJ listening to this. That's all I want.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be triggered for sure. He'll be in his car, like honking the horn at nobody, just like shaking at the wheel. Like seriously. But yeah, it's been a minute though. I mean, I think our last episode we pulled was what, August of 2022. So about a year and a half ago. It's been that long of a hiatus. I know.
Crazy.
I think we threw a few things. We tried a few recordings and just never posted them and just like, kind of left them there on the cutting room floor, but we're going to try to do a little bit going forward and see what happens, as you said, a season two, if you will. So we'll see how it goes, but yeah, we're going to roll with it. So as far as that goes, I mean, we haven't podcasted in like so long. So I know you guys have been playing stuff. I know you've been watching movies, all kinds of stuff. I know the elephant in the room as far as something new has been Dune 2. I know not everyone that's with us today has seen it, except for just you and I, Ben. Just real quick though, like what's the excitement from those that haven't seen it, or how excited are you guys to go catch it, Jose and Joe? Like, Joe, go ahead and go first, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped. I've been kind of waiting for to watch the first one until the second one came out, because I heard that it ended on kind of a cliffhanger. So like now that the second one's out, I'm waiting for it to go on stream. Like I don't know. I don't do a lot of watching in theaters anymore. So I've just been waiting for it to go on Plex so I can legally watch it. Legally. Mm-hmm. Absolutely legally.
Totally. Yeah. Legally. No one does illegal things here. Yeah.
No.
What bad theater experience did you have that you refused to watch Dune in the theater? Like I need to...
Oh man. It's not even like a bad theater experience. It's more of just like I don't know. Like if we go, it's just with Sony and I, so it's like it used to be where theaters were like a whole social experience, you know? And it just feels weird going by myself or going by just ourselves. So, plus it's like Dune's probably the first movie that I felt compelled to actually consider going to the theater for. So
It
it's just kind of the habit of staying at home.
is
Not a lot
like,
of good movies recently in the last like year or so.
right.
It's one that I think you like, that's worth, I don't know. What do you think, Mondo?
I think it is. Like one of the best things about that movie, without spoiling anything, was just like the wide shots that they chose to use. The cinematography as a, overall as a whole was amazing. Like I just found myself sitting there at the back of the theater because we always sit way in the back so we can get the full picture. I don't want to sit too close. And I was just in awe every now and again of just the shots that they were choosing to take. And I don't know, it was really good. It was better than I thought it was gonna be. I never read the Dune books back in the day. I always meant to. But I was very excited to check this one out, especially after the first one being so good.
I could
Yeah,
dig it.
it was a great ride. Has anyone read the books? I forget. I know I've asked all of you
Think
this.
Joel and TJ have read the books, but
Yeah, Jill's definitely done
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he said he's read them a couple times. Yeah, I mean, like, as like anytime you read a book before you see a movie, I think there's like an expectation going in, and they're never gonna meet it, right? Because you've like kind of built this in your head. But aside from like some gripes I have about just like differences with the book, I thought it was a fucking freaking beautiful movie.
Way to
I
go.
can't.
There you go.
How
Way
far
to
are we into this?
time
I'm
of
sorry.
death. Keep it rolling,
TJ,
man.
I've spoiled the episode for your children. I'm sorry.
Thank God
No,
it wasn't me. I'm usually the one that will mess it up first.
I thought it was a brilliant movie though. I thought it looked really good. Like the wide shots were just so good looking, and this director, like I guess his name is pronounced Denis Villeneuve. I guess is how you pronounce it. It looks like Denis Villeneuve, but it's pronounced Denis Villeneuve. But he made Blade Runner 2049, and like, yeah, so he makes like really stunning movies that also do play it a little safe, I think, sometimes, but that's okay. Like they're just kind of slow burn, beautiful sci-fi flicks. So I really enjoyed it though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh
I
man,
just
he
oh
did
go ahead.
Arrival too.
Yeah,
A
he's done a lot of really
lot
good
of
stuff.
sci-fi shit. I love that. Or stuff. Damn
Yeah.
it.
Shit is okay. They
I
say shit
can
in PG-13
try.
movies, man.
Okay,
Yeah.
good, good, good.
Yeah. No point in catching yourself every time. If you do it, it happens. We'll try.
We could
But yeah.
just beep bleep stuff out eventually.
We're not doing
Yeah.
it. That sounds like a lot of editing work.
Yeah, for you.
No,
I mean,
that's not
this is the kind of thing that
happening.
happens when you have a reboot versus a remaster or a remake or whatever.
Think it's a
A
rebirth.
re-release.
What is the new Final Fantasy game going to be called, the third one? Because they've gone with remake and rebirth. It's the third.
Redone.
Re
Reopened.
keep guessing.
could just do re colon, you know, like reply.
Recolon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know
Is
what it's
it
gonna be called.
because every time
Replay?
they do this, it's just making this
Resilient?
discussion go.
I don't see
Replay.
anything. It might be Reborn, actually.
Re-energized.
Oh, that makes
Tentatively
sense.
titled Reborn.
Well, that's what the because there's the Final Fantasy MMO, right? That they like
Final Fantasy
released and then
VII.
it sucked and then they redid it and they called it Reborn, Final Fantasy Reborn or something like that.
Okay, maybe that might go out the window then if they're already using it on something else.
Or they could use just the word again, Final Fantasy again.
What? You
That's
have a
solid. I like that.
it's
That's
called Realm
good.
Reborn. That's
I
what it
want you to be
is.
in the boardroom with your hoodie on and your ball cap, and everybody's like in suits, and then you just like out of nowhere, like just pop up with your answer. They all look down the table, like, "Who the hell is that?"
Don't
And they're
mind
like,
me.
I don't mind his idea though. I need
What I want
that."
to know is like with two franchises specifically, Resident Evil and Final Fantasy, what's like the ratio of like original content to remakes or remaster or repurposing, I guess? Like,
I mean, nowadays
does anyone have a
it's getting
guess?
smaller.
So let me just make sure I'm understanding your question. You want to know like what's the ratio of like old stuff that we can't we're coming back for, the music, the plot line, all that stuff, versus like the things that they're adding that's new
No,
into
I'm
this
saying like
situation or what?
total content that these franchises release to the public. Like, what's the ratio of like this is a new original piece of content that's a new story, new mechanics versus a remake or a remaster or rebirth or re whatever, you know.
It, I think it really to a logical answer, I think it's probably depends on what they still have copyrighted and what they lost rights to. Ben?
I'm just saying, like, it feels like Resident Evil puts out more like non-original or new, you know, repurposed content than especially RE4. That's gotten a lot of like sort of, I feel like I'm always hearing about new versions of that,
Well,
which they're beloved games, so I'm not talking shit all the way, but
I think it's a situation of how deep is the backlog? How deep is, like, you know what I mean? Like Capcom has a rich history of games, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can go back to the, you know, PlayStation 2 days and all that stuff even further of making games. I mean, all the way to the Nintendo. Capcom's been around for a minute, so they have a deep catalog of stuff, and a lot of the stuff, like you said, is very beloved. So I feel like when you're looking at what's beloved and then should I we make a new thing? I feel like a lot of those publishers and whatnot have that. They have that issue of like, oh, let's go back to the well that we know people will go back and buy this thing. They're gonna buy RE4 like 17 different times on cross seven consoles or whatever. I think that's more of the issue than anything.
took
And
that
then
Todd Howard strategy.
exactly. Where we're like, you know, we're as gamers, we're like, yeah, we want new content, we want new IPs, but then they're like, well, it doesn't say that you want it because you guys don't buy it. You guys want the old one again. You
Yeah,
want us to
just
remaster it or
another
remake it
good
again.
example is Grand Theft Auto. It's the same thing, it's just different. Same but different.
I think the most guilty game of that is Call of Duty, where they've just
Oh,
we've been getting the same product since day one, pretty much, I think, kind of.
yeah. I mean,
Well, not always, I guess. There's been some changes, but
guys
minor
really want to
changes.
bring Call of Duty into the chat with me this
Yeah.
early?
I do, man. Tear
Todd.
down.
Todd has entered
Well,
the chat.
no, I do think that we are kind of ignoring Madden, FIFA, and whatnot, who are definitely more egregious than Call of Duty. But I feel like Call of Duty is a bit of an outlier because they know that people will buy it regardless of the quality. They will buy it because it's just the latest multiplayer game that they know their friends are going to be playing, and they know most people, most of the like YouTubers and content creators are going to be playing regardless of how bad it is. I mean, I can't think of a single instance of like content creators staying on a generation of Call of Duty and not going to the latest one in the past, like I guess whenever they started doing the live service thing. Like it's always just whatever the latest one is, that's the one you play. And if you don't like it, if it sucks, then you just complain about it and you just continue playing it. Like that's the rule.
Yep, that
And
is how it is
nowadays
for
they
sure.
know that they can get away with that. So it's just like built from the ground up to be a Skinner box. I mean, when Joel bought me the latest one to play with you guys, which you know, I'm very happy to happy because I love playing with you guys. Like literally the first thing that popped up on the screen before anything else was, hey, here's the battle pass, interact with it. Like I couldn't do anything before interacting with that stupid battle pass. I saw
I
myself.
know. I was waiting for
Yeah.
So back to his question though, so we don't get too far off the track here.
Oh
Do
yeah,
you
questions.
feel that it's like what's the ratio then? To go back to Ben's question, because I don't think any of us have really answered it yet.
Oh,
Like
if
a
I mean, I
50-50?
could.
Like you think is a 50-50 split that can kind of float a little bit left or right? Like what do you think?
For Final Fantasy and Resident Evil?
I mean, just in general, games, because he's saying like, do you
Ooh.
feel like like publishers are, you know, making new stuff versus redoing the old stuff? Do you feel like it's a healthy ratio split, or do you think it's like, I think it's a lot more of the old stuff more than anything, I feel like.
Yeah.
Those with those legacy publishers like Capcom and you know, Square and whatnot. I don't
Oh,
know.
absolutely. I mean, I've case in point, like look at what a lot of the larger corporations are doing or larger companies are doing nowadays with like layoffs and whatnot. With like I know EA did all the layoffs and what did they say when they did that? They said that they wanted to focus on their pre-existing IPs, and the ones that they know will make them money, right? So that's why Respawn isn't making that Mandalorian game anymore, the FPS game,
Oh man, RIP to that.
I know.
Like
Like,
you're
I
not
was
gonna
so
win.
excited for them to get back in the FPS game because,
Right.
I mean, granted, they got Apex, but I want a Titanfall 3, even if it's like a spiritual successor. Like,
Titanfall 2, one of the best
it's
campaigns ever.
so good.
Everybody says that. I know it's not a hot take anymore, but it's
Yeah,
true,
but I've
though.
never played
You haven't
them.
played it. Wait, what?
It's
Play that
so good. And
campaign.
like the thing that blows my mind is that no one's copied their kill streak system. You know, kill streaks are the most dumb thing when you think about it on just the most basic level. Like, kill streaks are stupid because what you're doing is you're giving someone who's beating the other team an easier way to beat the other team. Like, that's nonsense. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you want a system that makes the play experience worse for the other team?
I never
Like,
thought about that
call
before.
it.
That's actually
Well, think about it in
really
Call of Duty, right? What happens
look at it.
when someone's beating your team and then they call in a freaking helicopter? Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, it just feels
It
bad, right?
just
Shoot it
makes you try down.
harder.
You
It
shoot it
makes
down.
you lose and it feels
Bring
really
your
bad because it
LMG.
feels like you're just being oppressed, right?
You bring your LMG and you shoot that shit down.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We bring
I'm
Michael
not saying there
and
aren't
LMG.
options, but like it doesn't feel good to have that sort of loop where the better you are, the more you're rewarded against the enemy team, which like I think Titanfall did it great because when you're doing well, you'll get your Titan, but because the gameplay is so asymmetric where like yeah, a Titan can instantly gib like a person. The person is a lot more mobile, like a lot more mobile. So you can zip around a Titan if they're not good. So there's still like this really great gameplay that happens that even if the enemy team has beaten you early on, if they get their Titans early on, you still have a lot of stuff that you can do. In addition to the fact that you just have a dedicated Titan killing weapon. So you don't have to switch to a different loadout like you do in Call of Duty to get an LMG to shoot down that helicopter. You just have a weapon that's always available to take down Titans and to help with that.
So it sounds like you're more advocating for balance rather than
Oh,
anything.
absolutely.
Because if you're just using, hokey gameplay mechanics, that's going to get exposed at some point, depending on whatever game it is. So balance, I feel like, would be a great word to use for that, just as a placeholder. Like, if it's balanced properly, you can put almost anything in a game, and have it be fun and not like you said, oppressing the other team or holding them down or making it feel like, man, this sucks. Like, I mean, to some degree, I do agree with you. Like, I've gone into a Call of Duty match and it's like they drop you in, and the team had already, like, half the team had left because they were getting, beat so bad. And so you get dropped on that bad team. And you're losing, like, 66 to 20 or something like that or whatever. You're getting roasted. Yeah, it can be like, okay, I'm not staying in here. And you just leave, whatever. Get a fresh room. Yeah. Yeah, balance for sure when it comes to that stuff, it would be key. Absolutely. I agree.
And it's not like Call of Duty, like the kill streak system in general. It's not just Call of Duty. It's most, arcade shooters. Like the kill streak system can work, and I think it does work when the teams are balanced, because then it's like at this ebb and flow of like, oh, you get a small kill streak, 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 and everyone's getting that dopamine rush of, getting rewarded for doing well, which I think is a good thing. It's good to get rewarded for doing well. But it can get out of hand real fast if someone if one side is just so outskilled than the other. And in today's Call of Duty, with how the matchmaking works, it's based off of not skill level, it's based off of retention. So you get those games where you're doing well and you feel like you want to play, but then eventually it pushes you against higher skill opponents, and then you're in the on the flip side of that. So it just kind of ebbs and flows so easily with that.
Well, it'll definitely be a topic that will come up over the course of time. It'll never probably go away, considering the juggernaut that Call of Duty has been
True
over
that.
the years. So I'm sure we'll be touching base on that going forward and checking in on that. I mean, we all still play it to some degree. I know you join in for us for the fun of it, but some of us, like myself, Joel, Michael, we're and Jose, we're in there pretty regularly playing different stuff. Tanner as well, fan of the podcast. What super fan of the podcast, we should say, Tanner. Give
Super
Tanner
fan,
his
but doesn't listen to music.
badge. His What'd you say,
Banner.
Jose?
He's a super fan to the podcast, but doesn't listen to music.
You gonna roast Tanner on
I'm gonna roast him. I'm gonna
the
roast him.
rebirth episode? You gonna roast Tanner about his musical
Tanner, will
chosen
you listen to this
superhero.
podcast if we play like 2 minutes of music?
Yeah.
I
He's
mean, I
probably not
think
gonna hear it.
he's like, no,
He's
it's
gonna
not
be listening to
sports.
his other stuff, you know. What are you gonna say, Ben?
I think like, yeah, it's weird for me to like talk about changes to Call of Duty because I really think that that's a franchise that has like zero motivation to do any changes whatsoever. So I don't think we'll ever see a situation where like they care enough. Like we've talked about this forever. Like in Resurgence, like every four of your team members have a different color and one of them is pink, which is ridiculous because it looks like red. And it's like, why do we all have different colors in the first place? You know, why can't we all just be green? Is this quality of life stuff that you're like, well, they're never gonna fix it, so you just kind of like accept that this is what the game is and live with it. I do want to
I
ask,
feel like
like,
Call of Duty.
oh,
Go
sorry,
ahead,
go
Ben.
ahead.
Oh, continue your thoughts. Excuse me.
I do want to ask about this sort of idea of like repurposing old sort of games and giving people like what they've been getting forever and what's been working and probably making money versus like, which I think on that spectrum, like games like Resident Evil, all the sports games, you know, Final Fantasy, they're on the sort of the spectrum of like, we're going to repurpose content because that's what people love. But then on the other spectrum, on the other side of the spectrum, you have like Bethesda with like they're releasing like Fallout 4 was really successful. Fallout 3 was probably more successful. And then they tried to, instead of like going with that and just repurposing it, they tried Fallout 76, which was notoriously like unsuccessful at first. Although I think it has like a small fan base now, or a rather large fan base now. And then they tried Starfield, which is again, maybe not the most successful thing, but to me, like, I would rather see a gaming studio like taking risks and maybe putting out something that wasn't great for the sake of like, that's what pushes like progress forward. But like, I don't know, like, how you guys feel about that.
Well,
I mean,
I do, sorry, real quick. I do want to point out that Skyrim has been released basically like every year for the past 10 years.
okay,
That's
you
more
got me there.
reasonable.
You got me there.
But sorry, Mondo, you go.
I forgot what I was going to say, actually. How'd you end that again, Ben? Your
Well, I
point
just
on.
like, I mean, like, how do you feel about like, or it's like, I mean, it's easy to think about in terms of like Star Wars, right? Like The Force Awakens and Last Jedi are like sort of diametrically opposed, and like we're gonna give people what they really want, what they cherish, and what they love, or we're gonna try something new, and it's gonna piss a percentage of the fan base off. Like, I would rather have the latter, like personally, like I'd rather, because I want to see new ideas come forward, and that's gonna mean like some fails and stuff. But I think that's what
Yeah,
like
but
makes it,
that's the
that's
problem.
what makes progress happen.
But that's half the problem, though, is the willingness to take risks. And we talked about this at a great length on previous shows about that kind of stuff, the push pull. And I don't know about you guys, but I've never been in game development. I have some ideas, obviously, we all do. But playing devil's advocates, like how do you appease everybody and still take a risk and not like with so many game studios closing their doors after taking risks and things like that. Sometimes the safe bet, I'm not agreeing with it necessarily, but I see how and why it sometimes happens. But some of these bigger studios that could weather those things definitely need to try it. I mean, you got your rock stars, you have your, Activisions and so on. Those are the big companies that you're hoping will take those chances and try something new. I mean, Titanfall when it came out was awesome because it was so different from everything else.
It was
But
also a
then
smaller studio.
there you go, which then got pulled into a bigger situation, and now we're gonna make you do this, and this turns into the same thing over again, and now they're not making a third game at the as of right now. So, how do you combat that? How do you fight it? And then you have a huge chunk of your community that wants certain things, and then they get it and they don't like it. Go back to the old way. It's like I don't know. It's so much of that stuff. I try not to listen to it. I just try to enjoy whatever I'm enjoying and keep it moving because you're not gonna fix the broken wheel in this situation. Just get a new vehicle at this point.
That's a good way to be. I mean, I do agree too. Like it's, I almost feel like it's not even the purview of the large companies to make the change. Like if you look in the indie field, indies are like every single indie is something different because that's what they got to do. It's like when you don't have the dedicated fan base as like a baseline. You have to make something niche. You have to make something that like will appeal to someone who hasn't experienced that experience already. So like the indie field is awash with all the new ideas. And I think that's kind of where you see a lot of the big trends, like Battle Royale, right? The whole Battle Royale trend started from a freaking Minecraft mod. And then the Minecraft
Oh,
mod turned
really?
into a, yeah, it was a Minecraft mod. And then there's the DayZ mod that turned into that as well, which turned into PUBG.
Which
And
we
then
got
that whole
Fortnite.
thing snowballed over and over again until now we have Warzone and Apex and all these other games that became huge. Apex became so big because it became known as like the movement version of the Battle Royale. And then PUBG was the realistic Battle Royale, and Warzone was the Call of Duty Battle Royale. And then you have Fortnite, of course, as well, which was the building Battle Royale. So I guess I feel like a lot of the change that we would like needs to start kind of, I mean, it is starting in the indie field. It's just there's a lot of, I don't know, whether they're misses or whether it's more of a fan base thing
I think
that
the
just.
tough part too can be like just the fact that you it's like okay we had a success with this indie thing we pulled out of we planned everybody loves it, so do you make a whole different thing,
Oh, yeah.
another different thing, or do you make part two of that thing? Do you make the DLC for that thing? Like people get upset, they go, oh, they spend too much time on the same thing, and say, well, people love it. What would you do if you made a thing and everybody started loving it? Would you just start over and making a whole different thing? Like it's kind of that. What do? Push pull, push pull. You
Well,
know, I'm not advocating for the big company. I'm just saying, like, devil's advocate wise, what would you do? Go ahead, I'm
yeah.
saying.
Well, I think we're missing like the basically the big picture regarding this deal is, unfortunately, it has to do with how much money can I make off this? And I like indies don't have that big of a budget, and that's why their creativity and the styles are different, and sometimes they're really great, and there's hardly any misses with those type of games. But with those big AAA games, it's always about how much money can they make. And unfortunately, the nostalgia always brings money. So that's why there's remakes, reboots, rebirth, agains.
Or even
And
like harkening back to art styles or game styles or things like that.
yeah, and it sucks. I don't think we're ever gonna go that. I don't think that's ever gonna change, unfortunately. We're always gonna get the same thing every year. And to a point, I don't really care because I am a big Call of Duty fan, and I am part of that fan base that buys every freaking Call of Duty that comes out and Battle Pass and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, I want new games, but and that's where indie comes in. So I think we do have both. I think we do have both worlds. We're just very picky with what we really want to an extent.
Well,
I
with that
think,
said,
oh, sorry.
go ahead.
I think not. I was kind of curious about Naughty Dog or where they're at here, because like, so I was just looking at like what their timeline looks like from front to back. I think they do a really good job of it, man. Like, I mean, they tell stories, they release sequels, but then like they start something new. Like they had obviously Uncharted, and that went on for a few iterations, and then The Last of Us. And I know everyone's always going to release like remasters of things or whatever, but it seems like they have a pretty good blend of like we made something cool, we found something cool here, we're going to tell a few stories with it, and then we're going to pitch this new idea.
And then we're
And
going to
so
remaster it three times.
I think it is possible. Well, yeah, I think it is possible to be big and still like push out some percentage of original content that's like a new type thing, but I don't know.
I mean, you did bring up like Final Fantasy, but you said that it was kind of in like more Call of Duty style field, but I don't know. I feel like some of the later Final Fantasies have been pretty different than prior ones.
Have
Or,
they?
well, the latest ones have been like action games.
Oh, okay.
Like the latest one where you it's basically Game of Thrones. It's basically like a Devil May Cry almost. Like it's pretty great actually.
It is.
Sony's almost beat it, so
That's
it's a lot
cool.
of fun. Yeah,
For
and it
sure.
still
Yeah.
has the traditional Final Fantasy tropes of killing God, but.
I'm not an expert in Final Fantasy. I
Fair,
just
fair.
I kind of just know what I hear from you guys. So, yeah.
Well, that's the cool thing I like about that particular series is that I've been playing Final Fantasy since like the first game on Nintendo. You know what I mean? Like from one all the way up. And to watch it, you know, flow through the line that it has gone to get to where it's at. This was, you know, I'm not saying that this was the only path forward, but changing things up was the only way to keep people interested. Because if Final Fantasy just stay turn-based sprites on screen, sure, there's a percentage of hardcore fans that would just love that till the day they die. But as somebody that knows I can go back to that old stuff if I wanted, which I have plenty of it on different consoles, on my Switch or whatever, playing, it's on my phone, Final Fantasy 3, whatever. It's nice to be able to like to jump into it and have that those same feels as far as they use the music appropriately. They've done a great job with that stuff, by the way, in the newer stuff by putting the old music in there, like the opening screenshot with the music. Like, dude, I used to go to bed to that sometimes. Like, I put it on, like, I need to fall asleep. Put this on, read a book, I'm gone, you know, or like an alarm or whatever. But it's nice how they've been kind of meshing it with other things and trying out new stuff. And sometimes it's really hit and it's nice. And sometimes it's a little bit of a miss, but there's good things in there. So, I mean, I think as long as they're at least making attempts, some of these companies and whatnot, I think we'll be all right. Definitely all won't be winners, that's for sure.
For sure.
But question for you all, though, as far as, you know, content and whatnot, we've been talking about a lot of quality of life stuff with the games that are coming out. The push-pull of development versus creativity and money versus, you know, all these other things. Is there anything right now that you have been enjoying giving your money to that has keeping you on, you know, interested in gaming that has brought you back from the precipice of like, man, I'm not interested in gaming right now. And Joe, I know you're gonna have a couple in there. You and I had a
Yeah.
conversation prior to now before. Is there anything that you guys are really loving right now that is a little off the path or something different?
Helldivers.
There it is.
Okay.
I
Shit is
wanted to
fucking
pivot a little
amazing.
bit, get us away from that talk and just switch over to something like that because I was really interested to know how you guys have been feeling about Helldivers 2. As somebody who hasn't played Helldivers 2 yet, I do have the game. It's downloaded, ready to go. Just haven't found the time to jump in with some buddies yet. So hopefully we can get that going here maybe this week.
Definitely play with
Talk about
people.
it.
That's,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys been loving about it?
Well, I feel like it I feel like it does an amazing job of having a theme and sticking to it. Like it's obviously, you know, a reference, like the whole thing is referencing or based on Starship Troopers. And I mean the first game was like that too. And like I have only seen clips of Starship Troopers until I played a lot of Helldivers 2. And I was like, okay, I should probably watch the movie. So I recently watched the movie like this last week or so, or no, it was 2 weeks ago. And that's a great movie. Like it has
So
no right to
good.
be as good as it is. Did not expect that because I, you know, I
It's
knew it was gonna
satire.
be campy, but like it's actually still a good movie too. Like
It's
it's
so good. Military
yeah.
it's a
And all
book
that stuff.
too.
Great.
Yeah. Like the pacing, like the like just like the cinematography and how it's all kind of built together and the set quality. It's like it's a good movie. I mean, satire and all, like it's great and I it's very, very enjoy it.
I
And
wish.
Helldivers very much kind of feeds into that idea where like you're every single character you play when you die, that is a dead person that is actually dead. There is no respawn. You're just coming back as a different person, and they have settings to make it so that like your voice is randomized every time you respawn, and your loadout is there's actually a thing that makes it so that if you don't take this like this perk basically, you don't have all of your gear when you are respawned because it's a completely new person, and it's like I don't know, it's a great game just through and through. I mean, it's got issues, but I feel like those it's like weird 'cause like the difficulty spikes and the like incredibly unfair deaths that you're gonna have are almost diegetic. Like it's like that's supposed to be how it is. So like I don't know, it's hard to be like particularly mad about it. But anyway, good game.
Have you messed with the mech suits at all?
Oh yeah. And
I haven't gotten to them yet.
they are they're not as strong as like one would hope, but at the same time they're supposed to be the same strength as any of the other like stratagems, so I don't know. I mean, we can definitely continue talking about Helldivers, but a quick note I want to make is this is not the first Starship Troopers game to have come out in the last couple of years, because there is actually on PC, there was the Starship Troopers, I think Extermination or something like that, game that came out, I think it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago or so.
October 2005.
Starship Troopers Extermination.
2005.
2005. No, okay,
Yep.
maybe it's a different one. Wait.
27th, 2005.
This is Extermination, I think that's, if
Where are you?
I'm not mistaken. Or was it 2004? 2005. Initial release date, October 27th, four.
Starship Troopers Extermination, the 16-player co-op FPS, 2023. So last year,
So
May
this must be a different
2023.
one. This is an old one. I'm looking at Extermination, some co-op first-person shooter one.
Let me post it. This is the one I'm talking about. It's still in early access though, and is made by a smaller studio, Offworld. What? I actually, never mind. They're the ones who are responsible for Squad. The Squad guys are doing Starship Troopers Extermination. No way.
They're doing
What?
their part.
I didn't know that.
Nice. See what you
Cool.
did there.
Okay, that's great. But yeah, so Starship Troopers Extermination, also a very good game, but it's early access, so it's obviously not finished. But that one is, of course, with the actual branded Starship Troopers IP, whereas Helldivers obviously is not. So they have their differences in that end, but it's really interesting because of how big of a success Helldivers 2 was, that game is actually, because it's in early access still, they're adding new stuff. They started to kind of like pull successful parts of Helldivers and put it into this game. So like the reinforcement mechanic and things like that, I think.
I feel
I'm
like
just
that's how it
waiting.
should go, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I feel like
Start adding on, start putting new stuff in there, start or listen to
yeah.
the community as well. You know, any good, I feel like any good developer, publisher is looking at those message boards. They're listening to the complaints. They're trying to work those things in and work those things out, rather than just kind of throwing, you know, crap at the wall to see what's going to stick. You know, like, hey, let's like have a at least if you're going to throw it, at least have a direction and a plan for where you want to throw it rather than just tossing it wherever and seeing what happens. So I
Yeah.
do like how they're doing that. And it came out virtually out of nowhere, which is a cool thing, where everyone's
Yeah.
playing all this stuff that's the same old same, you know, Apex, Call of Duty, you know, Fortnite or whatever. And I'm just calling out these bigger ones. But it's nice to have something pop up that in the zeitgeist of the gaming community that everyone's kind of like, ooh, have you guys played this yet? No, I haven't touched it yet. I need to get on that. So it's nice having something shiny and new that's different off to the side that you can just, you know, take a slice of that and run with it. So I'm excited to get into that.
Different but still familiar because it again goes back to Starship Troopers and pulls all that.
What else you guys got? Ben, you got anything that you've been really excited about besides Helldivers 2 or Jose, anybody? You guys
I
been
just
too?
threw money at Titanfall 2, so like while you guys were talking. So
The
did you buy
$3 or
it?
whatever it is?
It was like $30, yeah, for the
Oh, it's
Ultimate
30
Edition.
bucks? Oh,
Yeah.
normally it's on sale for like three. I guess on
Usually
Steam.
it's on the Game Pass.
Is it on Game Pass?
It's
It
not.
should be. No, it's
I don't
not.
think
It
it's on
is.
Xbox yet, I don't think. Is it?
Titanfall 2?
No, not Titanfall 2. You're talking about
Yeah,
Helldivers
Titanfall
2.
2.
You've been
He's
lost
talking
for the last
about.
20
No,
minutes?
I'm talking about Titanfall 2.
I thought you said you bought Helldivers 2. I was like, oh, okay. I
No,
thought.
I bought Titanfall
Oh,
2
I'm
after you guys
confused.
brought it up.
I think Ben
I
already
apologize for
has
that.
Helldivers.
Yeah, no, I've been
Yeah.
playing Helldivers,
Gotcha. That's not me, Jose. My bad.
I'm slowly working my way through Baldur's Gate. Like that's a game that's
Yes.
just has anyone finished it yet?
Sonya is about to because I gave her permission because we weren't playing together. So she got so mad because she has like 15 different campaigns. Because I was like, okay, so we can play this together, but if you're playing, or you can play by yourself, but if you're playing by yourself, you can't go further than we did, so that when we experience it together, it's going to be a surprise to both of us. But then, like, you know, I just wasn't feeling a role-playing game. I was playing, you know, other games and whatnot. So I was like, eventually got to the point where she was just like, really, she had like 15 campaigns and doing the same thing over and over again. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you can beat the game if you want. It's
Yeah.
okay.
For those that
I won't
don't
be
know,
mad if you do that. Don't worry.
for those that don't know who Sonya is, you might want to let them know.
Oh yeah, Sonya's my wife. Yeah.
Ben, I got some bad news for you. Titanfall 2 is on the Game Pass.
Oh shit. I've messed up
Ben's
this swearing thing so much, man. I'm sorry.
here I swear I was like, no, I knew Titanfall 2 was on Game Pass. I saw it yesterday.
Oh man, why is it $30? What the heck?
Because they want people to mess up
Because
and
they're
pay for
banking on idiots like me being like, I'm
it.
gonna look at Steam first before I look at Game Pass. Yeah,
Literally
they're
every
all.
time that it goes on sale on Steam is $3. Like it is a crazy sale whenever it's on sale.
Can I get a refund on Steam, or am I
Oh
just like, oh, I can?
Steam lets you do refunds if you have less than 2 hours of gameplay, of
Oh,
actual
perfect.
playtime on it, you can get a refund for like no issue. It's kind of a great policy
Nice.
because you can try games and not have to worry about the games being bad. And they actually extend it too for like when a game is just like actually really bad. Like when there's what was it? It was the really, really shitty or really bad the day before. That wasn't even a game. Like a bunch of people bought it thinking it was a game, and then they bought it and it wasn't a game. So they just
Oh.
extended it and they let everyone refund it no matter how much playtime you had in it.
That's
So
bad.
did you hear that? Okay, so Steam, right? Helldivers 2, there was like an indie developer that just reskinned some of his less successful games to look like
Yeah.
Helldivers 2 and like made a pretty decent chunk of money on people buying it because he put them on sale or whatever. Like that was
But I mean, he got
he's gonna
kicked
get in
off the
trouble.
platform. He got
Yeah.
p kicked off the platform, I'm pretty sure, so I don't think he's gonna get that money.
No, he likely won't.
Yeah.
But I thought it was crazy. I thought it was crazy that Steam even like allows you to do that. Like why can you have a name that's the same as another? Like I don't know, that seems weird.
It I think does showcase some of the archaic parts of Steam because of how old the Steam client is. Because I think during that whole debacle, I think there's a few posts about how like a store page is really just a bunch of text boxes, and there is no like actual like process to check what's in the text boxes. So like anyone can go in and edit anything as long as you own the game or are the owner of the page, of course.
Yeah.
And like the developer page and the publisher link and things like that. All of that is just like you write it in. That's all it is. And then, so I think it does rely a lot on probably manual looks, but I can't, because look, this was a pretty high profile, I mean, as far as games go, pretty high profile sort of deal. So I can't imagine Valve is gonna let that stay the same for a bit. They're typically pretty good at updating things when they need to.
Yeah, for sure.
When the issue comes up, but
Definitely let us know when you start playing that so we can chat about it. Or if you'd like, I would re-download it as well if you want to play sometime or whatever. I used to love that game. I used to post a lot of highlights
Titanfall?
of it and stuff.
Are you
So,
talking about Titanfall?
yeah,
Oh, I'm gonna
oh
be
yeah,
playing it tonight.
hell
Yeah.
yeah,
I'll be on tonight, but I'll download it so I can start playing with you here and there if you want to jump in and mess around sometime.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think Titanfall has crossplay, in case that's relevant.
Okay.
Oh, between
But
what, Xbox and PC
figure it
though?
out. Yeah, because this was like, I mean, it came out before crossplay was even a word on people's
I
lips.
haven't touched it since
It
then. So
should
who knows
be.
if they've updated it or not? We can look into that later, and we'll
Yeah,
check
that's
back in
cool.
the next time we talk or whatever. Or next time we pod, we'll touch base on it or whatever. But yeah, I'll download it just in case, and we'll work it out.
100%.
Play the campaign at the very least.
Yeah,
Oh, the campaign's really good.
that's what I'm gonna
Yeah.
do.
As we're kind of rounding towards the end here, was there any other games, kind of just short, quick talk about real quick, that you guys are playing that you recommend, or anything just fun you touched on recently?
I
Things that
really hate the mindless that you guys got that game Vampire Survivors in my head, because I stop
Welcome.
and I keep
You're welcome.
jumping back into playing it, and I can't stop not playing it because
You're welcome.
I have unlocked so many characters. It's unbelievable. I'm like, it's so mindless, but it's so good.
If I can be honest, Jose, I was very surprised that you took to it so hard because I was thumping that drum for a little while and nobody was really taking me up on it. And then you did. I think Joe was playing it as well when we were playing it. And I was very surprised that you took to it because Joe and I were talking about it. And I was like, what, you did this? And you a little bit. And then you got into it and you took to it way more than I even did. You're talking about the stuff you were doing, all the characters you had. I was like,
Oh,
okay,
dude, it's
see
like,
you.
are you playing on console or is it a mobile game or?
it's on the Game Pass, it's
Yeah.
on
Oh,
Xbox, I think it's on
okay.
PC.
Yeah.
It's really good mindless. It's just 30 minutes of just running around, powering up your attacks and fucking hoping you're not die and I cussed. But yeah, man, that's the only game I've been playing and at this moment.
Right.
Nice. Besides Call of Duty on Friday nights with you guys.
Hell
For
yeah.
sure.
I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between Final Fantasy Rebirth and Tomb Raider, the whole remastered situation with those first three games. That has been fun, but also like, oh, holy man, wow, we've come a long way. The cool thing about that game, I will say, that is really kind of this hitting 11, 12-year-old me right in the gut. It's just like being able to swap back and forth between the old school polygon version of it instantly to the remastered, like more up-to-date version of her. And you can do it on the fly. You can be in the middle of fighting a bear in a cave and just hit one button and it switches it to the old school way. You're like, oh, what? And you can even do the old school tank controls, which I've been trying to like force
Oh
myself to do.
man.
At first, I was like, why am I doing this to myself? But now I've settled into it. I'm in a zen place right now where I'm doing it all over again, like I did when I was in middle school playing that game. So I'm just like, just sitting there, just letting it wash over me. It's been actually nice going back to it. It's a relaxing game I'll play at night before bed or something like that. So it's been a lot of fun breaking that up with like Final Fantasy Rebirth, which is, you know, all of the awesomeness and graphical fidelity that you can ask for. So it's been kind of fun going back and forth between an old game and then something really new.
Nice. Very cool.
I know, anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap up, or anything coming up? I know Rise of the Ronin for PS5 is coming up and on March 22nd. That's been on everybody's list of games to keep an eye out for. If you are
Oh,
an Elden Ring lover, The Shadow of the Erdtree will be coming here in a couple months, June 21st. So, I mean,
ugh.
I'm diving back into that. And Joe, I think you were on that train for a while, weren't you? Elden Ring, or was that Sonya?
I did play it for a bit, but that was mostly Sonya, who like went through and basically beat every boss in the span of start to finish a week. She started the game, had
Wow.
never played it, and at the end of the week she had beaten every boss. So it's like, okay, cool.
They call that what is it that they call people who like to be tortured? Is that masochists? Yeah,
Masochists.
like there are
Yeah.
masochists out there that like this game and like to play it
Yeah.
like that.
No, they
It's
don't call them that.
so torturous, man.
Well,
Like
she just
from a
gets like really fixated on like a game at a time, and it's always like it was Last of Us for a bit. It was the Horizon Zero Dawn, or this Horizon games for a bit. It was Ghost of Tsushima for a bit, and
It's a good one.
eventually, you know,
At
Elden Ring
least she
came up.
sticks with one thing though, because a lot of people like myself, I get gaming ADD, you know, where I'm just like, what's that over there? You know, what's that shiny thing right there? As I'm doing something awesome as it is, I'm playing something really cool, but I got to go over here and sample this. As I told Ben and the guys before, it's like I feel like I'm at a gaming buffet and I paid for the buffet. I'm going to try it all. And fortunately, you pay for it in some other ways as well, you know, time wise or other money wise, but buying all these stuff. So,
You
yeah,
definitely go like wide instead of deep on games. Like you play like everything, it seems like.
I try to touch as much of that stuff as possible. If it interests me, I want to see it. If I don't play it, I'll watch a Let's Play or I'll at least try a demo or something just to kind of be like, okay, I don't need this in my life right now. That's cool. I understand what they're doing. And then if I do find something that attacks my interest in a way where I gotta play it, I definitely will have a couple things going so I can break it up because I'll get bored eventually of playing like just playing this RPG game. I need something to break it up. Okay, I'm playing Rocket League while I'm playing this. and I'll just kind of go back and forth or some old game or something like that. So I try to have at least two games going at the time so I can have something to switch up for a little bit as I go through both.
That makes sense. Yeah, more. I mostly pick like a game to just do a deep dive, and it's always I don't like to do the story games because I know they'll end. I like to do the games that are more or less endless. So like your Total Wars or your, I mean, RimWorld obviously is like my game of the century. RimWorld is an amazing game, because I'm able to put almost 3,000 hours into it. Actually, you know what? 2,940.2 hours in the past 2 years. So yeah,
Oh,
there's a
that
lot
seems
you can.
fun.
Which game?
RimWorld, I just put it up on Steam. It looks
Oh
fun.
yeah, RimWorld's dope. Like if you're into like simulation or like the idea is that you're starting a colony of like a couple individuals. They crash land on an alien planet, and you have to like try and set everything correctly to make them survive. And it's just this really it scratches this really great itch of like building something up, like basically a society, and having rules for everyone, and then still being able to like protect it as you're getting raided or you're going out there raiding other people. And it's a really neat little thing.
Yeah,
The art
let's
style is a lot of it's really cute too, so you can kind of get yourself in there. But I
nice.
swear, like the moment that they make a 3D version of that game, I'm never gonna be seen again.
Be in your cave.
Yeah.
That's what. Well,
Anyway.
how about this? With this being the launch or the relaunch or the remaster of
Remake.
the pod,
TJ, you
yeah.
tell us what it is.
DJ, don't tell us what it is. Let
You know who he is.
Ben continue to toil in his remake, remaster, rebirth cocoon over there, and he'll let Ben figure it out.
My whiteboard just like full, you know.
I want to boo you so bad
It's
for
okay.
even starting that stupid
A lot
crap.
of people do. It's okay.
I love it. We love you for it. A little homework maybe for next time. Maybe we can come up with some different things that we want to recommend to those out there that maybe are looking for something new to play. Maybe, you know, grab a two or three things, maybe something old school, maybe something new, maybe something online related. Maybe one of each of those things or something like that. I don't know, but maybe that'll give us a little something because I'm always looking for something new to play, and a good recommendation is always welcome. So
Nice. I can dig
if
it.
you guys, what's that?
I can dig it.
Awesome. Well, if you guys don't have anything else you want to talk about, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap this up here. You guys, definitely, we appreciate you tuning in and checking out the show. We're not sure 100%, just full disclosure, of what direction we're going to go with this thing, but we're going to ride it for a little bit and just have some fun with this. So hang with us. And for those returning, we appreciate you and all of our super fans, Tana. And Jose, I'll wrap the bat. Tanner, when you hear this, go after Jose. You know where he'll be. He'll be at a coffee shop near you somewhere, just, you know, sitting, doing whatever he's doing.
Sipping on coffee.
Just sneak up on him. He's not going to be hard to find whatsoever. Yeah.
Arriving late to work. Stuff like that.
That is correct. Yes. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this up then. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with us. That has been Ben. That is Jose. That is Joe. And I've been Ramondo. And this was Glitch Therapy. And this is our hostful episode. And thank you so much. And you guys take it easy.
Wait,
Later.
you don't remember how we closed this out?
No. What are we? What am I
Game
missing?
on? Is
I
that?
said it, but you cut me off to tell me to say it.
Hey, no, you can't say
I
that. I saw you. Your fucking finger was on the
100% gonna say
button.
it, guys. Now we are gonna boo you. Like right
Boo.
when you said it, when you're editing this later, you're gonna hear it. You're gonna be
Am
like,
I gonna hear it?
I just said it right when you were giving me crap about it.
I'm just gonna blindly post it then, man. I
No,
want to.
I want you to hear it and be at home and quietly be like, damn to yourself.
I'm just gonna snip it out and be like, see, I told you it wasn't in there, man.
It's got to go on the back end now. Like after the end credit music plays, and then you let like you put it on there at the end, and you just hear me say it, and then you just hear me go, "Damn it!" That'll be the perfect way to end it. I'll leave it up to you.
All right.
But thanks, guys, for listening, and thank you guys for being on today. And everybody, take it easy. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.